So what we saw by Reb Tzodek is the following idea, that what Chazal, what the Gemara says in Chagiga, that there are three basic sciences or three basic concepts that they are learned in a mystical form and therefore you cannot learn in public. And there are methods of how to transmit it. It's called Maise Bereishis, right? We saw Maise, what's called the Arayas, and then we see Maise Merkava. So my, and this was basically, if you know what we learned this year, Maise Bereishis is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world and the system that he used. That's Parshas Bereishis. And the Adam Arishon is the one who became fluent, knowledgeable about that. Then you have something called the Soid Harayas, the secret of the Harayas. And the Harayas is the procreation, the idea of humans to continue the work of creation. To continue, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Asher Bara Elokim Lasot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world to be done. In other words, it's a work in progress. And so we saw that the Maase Harayas, the two types of neshamas that came to the world to complete God's work. And that's Dor HaMabul and Dor HaPaloga. And then Parshas Lech Lecha is something called Maase Merkava. And Maase Merkava is that after you see the world and you see the Mekablim, so you see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation from the Creator and from the Mekablim, from the people who are created, who are continuing the process of creation, how really it's not a separation. One, the creation becomes an expression of the Creator. And that's Maase Merkava, that you see the world appears to be independent and you realize, oh, the world is not independent. The world is an independent being representing, expressing the Creator. So it's the beetle of the existence towards the Noisen. This is called Maase Merkava. The world is the chariot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It starts with Avraham Avinu. And by the way, this is what's called in Chazal the Alpaim Shnois Torah. The 2,000 years of Torah is exactly this, a nefesh asher rosu bechoron. The Targum translates the nafsha de shabidu l'raisa. The souls become mishubad to Torah. They become a part of Torah. They become a physical representation of Torah. This becomes the gilui, the shmoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through people. This comes through Avraham Avinu. So hopefully tonight what we're going to learn is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, how they come to represent, and you'll see the flaw on their existence, and then you'll see also something which is called replacement theologies that become the offsprings of that. Okay, so that's what we're going to learn tonight. Okay, so it says, we're going to start with Reb Tzodek, and we go from Reb Tzodek, we go to the Gro. There's a very important Gro that we're going to see in Mishlei, which I made a copy, and then we'll go back to Reb Tzodek, and we'll see. So it says in Yisrael Kedoshim, Ki Avraham v'Yitzchak hem shnei ktzavot. Avraham and Yitzchak came to represent, to express Hashem, to express God, in two extreme opposites. Basically, they are two extreme opposites of each other, right? Why? Ze beispashtus levad. One of them was the process of growth, expansion, v'zeh betzimtzum levad, and the other one was the process of contracting, of closing. These are the two souls of Avraham and Yitzchak. Avraham and Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a process of growth, of expansion, which is called chesed, and then there's a process of contraction, of limiting, of channeling. That channeling is the tzimtzum. Which, by the way, this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with these two basic forces. That's the base of Bereishis. We spoke about it, right? There is a tzimtzum, there is a contraction, and an expansion within the contraction. Avraham Avinu is the world of expansion. He came to expand, to express Hashem. He realized that the world has this power of expanding, of chesed, and that's Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu, his all avoda was expansion, called chesed. Yitzchak, the opposite, his all avoda was contraction, channeling, limiting. That's why one is called chesed and one is called din. In Yaakov Avinu is called the Bechir Shebaovis, Mechubar Mishneim. He is, basically, he's called Yishtam Yoshev Oyalim. because he is the amalgamation of both these two together, Avrom and Yitzchak. Yoshev Oyalim, he's a continuation of Avrom and Yitzchak together. That blend between the two is Yaakov Avinu. Lisnag bechol echad b'mokam aroi, expansion and contraction in its right place. Vezeo hakol kol Yaakov. This is, and this is, by the way, this part is good to say here. This is known in the name of Rav Utner, but the truth is, this is Rav Tzodek. Vezeo hakol kol Yaakov. On the pasuk hakol kol Yaakov, the Omer Chazal in Bereishis Rabba says, Rashi quotes it, Sheomar Yitzchak ein shem shamayim shogu b'firei Esav. Why did Yitzchak think, or why did Yitzchak become suspicious that when Yaakov came to get the brachas, that it wasn't Esav? Because he didn't mention Shem Shamayim. Ein akol kol Yaakov means because he doesn't say the name of Hashem. And the obvious question is, Yitzchak loved Esav. He thought that Esav should be the continuity. He does not say Shem Hashem. Yaakov says, but Esav not. So therefore he became suspicious because Esav never said Shem Hashem. And now this Yaakov Avinu is mentioning Shem Hashem. Kihikra Shem Lefonai. So he became suspicious. But tell me one second. How can you love Esav despite the fact that he doesn't talk, doesn't mention God's name? If Yitzchok thought that Esav was a tzaddik, how in the world was he suspicious if he mentions Hashem's name? But that's exactly it. Yeah, Yitzchok is the one who's metzamtzim. He contracts himself so much. The reason why he thought that Esav didn't say Shem Shamayim is because Yitzchok himself didn't say Shem Shamayim. Kivan shosa rak lifnim ulis damois. Esav wanted to go ahead and create an image to Yitzchok as if he's following his way. Velo mitzad das mekdusha boy. Vegam ki shorshop soiles agvura de Yitzchok. And you see that Esav is something called the soiles of gvura. And we'll soon learn in a second what it is. Umistama gam ktzat toiv v'nitzos kodesh yatchila bashivya boy. And therefore, in Esav, there was something good. He went overboard, and we'll soon see that he became evil. But there was the shortage of tzimtzum of Yitzchok. Gam ki moitz tzadekor, that kol ze leumas ze, she ze midas Yitzchok, because that is Yitzchok. All of Hashem, letzamtzim atzmoi, to go ahead, and he contracted himself, shelo laros laulos Hashem, to go ahead and create distance between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was so much working on himself to contract himself that he himself didn't mention Shem Shamayim. V'shelo le'askitar de Shem Shamayim. So he thought it was improper to mention God's name. So when he saw that his son is mentioning Hashem's name, he said, that's very strange. My son Yitzchok knows that that should not be done, because mentioning Shem Shamayim is a form of closeness. And you realize that the whole idea of his avodah is distance. The mentioning Shem Shamayim should be only at the right time with the right preparation. Not when he starts talking, because then appears to me that he is just without the right preparation. Now, this is what he says. Avrom and Yitzchok, they are something they try to emulate, to express Hashem in the ultimate midos of Hashem. When God creates the world, the two forces that he used to create the world, which is the base of Bereishis. I mentioned already before that the Maral says that on the Medrash that explains why was the base used to create the world, and the Medrash says because of the word brocha. Brocha is expansion. That's why base, reish, and chaf is 222. Because the number 2, which is expansion, in the units, in the tens, and the hundreds. These two, this duality, that the world was created in its core in duality, are two forces. One of them is expansion, and the other one is contraction, which becomes in the physical sense also, right? The universe is expanding, and there is a force that's contracting. Those two forces are how God created the world, and that's how he expresses himself. In Chazal, this is called Chesed, and that's called Gvura. And you should know that whatever we know of HaKadosh Baruch Hu always fits into these two basic categories. Chesed, which is expansion, and Gvura, which is contraction. which I told you several times, that's the thinking fast and thinking slow. Now, Avram comes to emulate Hashem in the world of expansion. That's why Avram Avinu's tent had four openings in the four sides, and he was open to everybody. He was the famous Catholic Israel, that he accepted everybody, that he was all-encompassing. He was basically trying to be mekarev as many people as he does. He was an expression of the chesed of Hashem. That's why the pasuk says, Titen emes le'Yaakov, chesed l'Avram. That expansion, the giving, there is the balance, the concept of Hashem is that those two, the giving, expanding, and the contraction, which is giving and limiting yourself, giving and limiting, those two forces, they need to balance each other out. Because if they don't balance each other out, they go into a flawed system, which is the system that went with Avram. Avram Avinu is Midas HaChesed. That Midas HaChesed, when we went out of its boundaries, it becomes somebody called Ishmael. Ishmael is the continuation of Avram without any balance, going out of its boundaries. So says Reb Tzodek, the same thing is Yitzchak. Yitzchak is Midas HaGvura, Tzimtzum contraction. However, if you take it to an extreme, the extreme is called Esav. Extreme Chesed is called Shmuel. Extreme Gvura is called Esav. Now, how does the Midah become extreme? So to this, let's go to the second handout. And the second handout is the Gro in Mishlei. I think this is a very fundamental Gro. Besitra Achrei, right? So Gamken Duchra Venukva. These two forces in Chazal, Chesed and Gvura, is called the male and the female of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We always think the male and female are men and women. That's not it. Male and female, women happen to be an expression of the female forces, but they have also male traits. The male is an expression of the male traits, but he has also female traits. So what's the male and the female? The male is the one that is expansion. He gives you, he's the giver, and he gives what? Potential. The semen is potential. It's undefined, unconstrained potential. Haraya, therefore, one child, how much sperm is lost? It's that unbelievable power and expansion. The female is the one that channels it, that limits it, that gives it form, that nurtures it. That's why the female is called the nekeva. Nekeva is Belashon nekev, right? It's the whole, is the one that takes it, develops, channels, limits it. That's why she has one egg, and that one egg does it. So the male and the female is that expansion of chesed. Always chesed is the male, and gvura is always the female. The female forces are called gvura, the male forces are called chesed. And that is throughout, right? In Chazal, you see that that follows why males and females are chayav on different things, the different aspects of it. But says the Gro, besitra achra, in the other side, meaning if you go beyond, ugam ken duchra venukva, there is always in this Yetzirah, we have two Yetziraras. It's a mistake to think that we have one Yetzirah. We have two Yetziraras, which are a distortion of chesed and din. Ven soida tavoni v'akasoni. We have two different Yetziraras. One is the Yetzirah of taiva, of lust and desire, and the other one is the Yetzirah of kas, which is violence. Violence and kas is the, you're going to soon see, that's very interesting because it flips between male and female. But one, the taiva and the kasoni. Now you see how it flips. It's so interesting. Okay, so let's continue. So says the Gro in the second page. Okay. Vesoda tavone v'akasoni v'atoiv garua minara kmo shekos toiv kas mischoik. Now, and the toiv is worse than the ra. In other words, taiva is toiv, and that's worse than the kasoni. Because the taiva is something that doesn't look so bad. So, okay, you have taiva. There's nothing terrible with it. But it's so therefore it's easy to fall prey to. But Adam nispate, okay? Now we call echa nechla l'shtaim, says the Gro, the tavoni and the kasoni are divided into two. Vehainu bekasoni, in the yetzahor of kas, which is violence, there are two yetzahoras. One is what's called the external, the superficial, and the other one's the internal. One is called ra and mirma. Ra, who are ra be'etzim. Ra is somebody who's really ra. There are people who are evil, and they're evil in and out. Upi v'liboy shovim l'ra, and that's called, in Hebrew, ra. Mirma, what's mirma of the kasoni? Hu shemedaber toiv v'liboy choyshev l'ra. Is the one that's only ra internally. Outside, he looks good. So in other words, there are two, the same way in the world, that you have in the world the superficial, and you have the inner core. The ra is that the inner core is in symmetry with the superficial. The mirma is when the inner core is different than the superficial. The unikra sifse chalokes dugmas asfasaim, and they're called the lips. Shem nechlokim. What are the lips? The lips are two separate ones that they separate from each other. Ken nichlak piv. That's what the pasuk says. Take away your loshon, your tongue, from ra, because the tongue is unified. So ra is something which is unified. Usfatecha, and your lips, midaber mirma, from speaking mirma, because the lips are separate from one side to the other. Kiara pi velibo keecha lera, veodugma saloshon. So therefore, the ra is like the loshon, which is the tongue. That's called loshon hora. And Loshon Hara is Loshon, which is Ra. And Ra is something called the Kasoni, which is the Yetzer of violence, is what's called verbal abuse. Verbal abuse, verbal violence is the tongue, which is what you do is wrong and your intention is wrong. Lachen ksiv leshoincha. Ve'amedaber mirma, but however mirma is when you give something that looks good, but your intention is bad. Choluk miliboy is when your what you say is not what you mean. Dugmas asasaim, they act like the lips which separate from each other. Lachen ktzivu svatecha midirma mirma. Vezeu leatzilcha miderech ra. That's what the post says in Mishlei. The Mishlei is coming here to save you from the ra derech. Shua ra before v'pivu liboshovin. Lekachomar derech ra shedarko leratamid. Mish medaber tapucho isu amedaber mirma. Or to save you and to rescue from the people who talk good things, they mean bad. So the Groth says like this. If you go ahead, the world, and this is something very interesting, in the world of the Kas, the world of Midas Adin is constraining and limiting. If you go overboard and you try to constrain too much, it becomes violence. And you know what defines, what's the boundary? And the Groth says in several places, the boundary between Midas Hadin and violence. Midas Hadin is only on yourself. The second you apply Midas Hadin to others, that's called violence. So that boundary is where is it pointing towards? Do you know why that's the case? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has something called Midas Adin, constraining and limiting. Who does he constrain and limit? He constrains and limits himself. For others, it's only Chesed. Olam Chesed Ibane. So the concept of the Midas Adin is a Midas Adin on yourself. If you take it out of the boundaries, that once you become sponsoring the idea of constraining, limiting, channeling, and you apply to others, that's called caste, that's violence. That's verbal abuse. You could verbal abuse yourself, you can verbal abuse the others. And that's called caste, that's called ra and mirma. If you do something evil, if you do verbal abuse, which is evil in the way how you do it and your intention, that's called ra. If your intention is bad and you do something that appears to be good, that's called mirma. Okay? And that's Esav. Now, look at how the world is interesting, right? I told you, what is in Midas Hadin? Is that the female or the male? The female, right? I told you Midas Hadin contraining. Violence on the pasuk in Mishle refers to the Yetzer Hara of violence. Is it a male or a female? It's called a male. That's famous, the famous thing the Gros says, that in Mishle the Yetzer Hara is always represented by a thief. And the reason why he's a thief is somebody who is coming to hurt people, and that's why it's a male. So the female, when it goes over a boundary, it switches to a male. That's the Yetzer Hara, that's the Yetzer Hara of Kaas. Okay? Now, you know what becomes the Yetzer Hara of Kaas? What is the ultimate Yetzer Hara of violence? You know what's the greatest form of violence? In Chazal, it's called Avodah Zarah. It's called idolatry. Because what is the Yetzer Hara of Kaas? It's control, it's limiting, it's constraining. If you want to constrain God, to make God to serve you, you realize that what idolatry does is that the human doesn't serve the deity, the God serves the person. Hem oyndim alalei. That's the ultimate violence of the world. That you do violence, kebiyochol, klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You constrain him. You limit him. You choke him. That's why Avodah Zarah is that Yetzer Hara. That is the Yetzer Hara of Kaas. But there is a Yetzer Hara which is, and this is represented by Esav. Yitzchak is Midas Adin. Esav went overboard and he becomes Melaste Mesabriyos. Al Charb Chotichye. That's the concept of the sword of killing, of limiting. That's Esav. Which, by the way, in Chazal, that's understood that the Romans represent that ideology. And therefore, you realize that the Jewish religion became reinterpreted. Two nations or two ideologies adopted the Jewish religion and they came to replace it. They're called replacement theologies. And they are called the Abrahamic religions. And who is the one represents by Esav, that the Ramban already quotes that they are Esav, are the Romans, which is Christianity. Because Christianity, kibyochol, you made God into a human, right? So you constrained him into a human, is the ultimate violence, right? That people killed God. So that's why it's represented by this idea of violence. Al charb chotichye. And that's the ultimate limiting, which, by the way, the concept of grace has also something to do with, though grace appears to be chesed, but it's not. Because grace is that you violated the human and you're so much constrained that he's lost, that he can't do any better, meaning he is doomed. The dooming of the human, that's the ultimate violence towards the humans, right? So Chazal understood that that's something called replacement theology of Christianity that comes to do that. Yes. That's exactly it. It became to make a milchoma by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you realize that is that power of Dor HaPaloga becomes Yitzchak, which becomes a Nitzchuni Bonai. Right? That's the same idea. Okay? So this is that one. That, yes.
Wouldn't that mean that Ishmael would be Chesed? Talking about Ishmael today, like, as in Islam, they're very much about submission.
We're going to talk about it. We're going to get in a second, because it's so interesting today, right? And today the Christians are much more open. They are this Catholic Israel, it's all accepting. That's part of, we'll talk in a second, but that's a great point. We'll say that. But let's go first, see what it is. Now, the next page, and the pasuk says then, Le'atzilcha mi'isha zora. Mishle is coming to save you from a strange woman, min nochria, from a stranger or from a foreigner, amorei echlika. Explains the Gro, aksa befarish hanukva de sitra achra. Now we're going to talk about the female of the sitra achra, V'usoida tavoni. That is the yetzer of lust. V'nechlekes gam ken lishnayim. And this grow is, people, this is an amazing grow. The grow says, taiva is also divided into two. In some way, ka'as, violence. There is external violence, which is what's called ostensive violence. And there is the hidden violence, which is something the grow says is much worse, the hidden violence, because you don't even know how to protect yourself. There is in taiva also double taiva. View taiva v'chemda. One is called taiva, and one is called chemda. The idea of expansion. Then it says like this: V'taiva hu yoyshe beveisoi. What's taiva? Taiva is lust. Did you sit at home? You want to enjoy life. Just, pure taiva. So what's taiva? Taiva is the lust for physical things. V'chemda. Now look at what he says about chemda. He adova she'in b'hanos aguf. It's something that you don't have physical pleasure. Is a metaphysical pleasure. So it's like having a nice house. It's less physical than just eating and drinking or whatever. But it says, or people who want to have so much money that you can't even spend the money. That money is a metaphysical pleasure. That's chemda. Again, you want everything. You want to acquire everything. But those possessions is not something that you can enjoy. You realize that taiva is something physical. Chemda is something which is metaphysical. It's the same idea of enjoyment of bringing, but there's a difference between the two. Taiva is something that you experience, but also there's a limit. After you have too much of something, you get sick of it. That's why it relates to the nefesh. And we're going to learn in Mishnah in the summer. The word nefesh is the physical soul. Nefesh in Hebrew has a double meaning. Nefesh means rotzen, means desire. Im yeshes nafshechem, yefshi betakonas chachomim. And desire in Hebrew is rotzen. And rotzen, the shoresh is ratz, to run, because that's the engine that moves the world. So what here is moving, that's what gets you going. But the nefesh means the opposite. Nefesh also means to rest. Shabbos vaynofash, oimed lofush. So it means desire, which means to run, loshen rotzen. Rat and rotzen, the same shoresh. Naftali svaratzon, naftali ayala shlucha. Meaning Yaakov is a brocha and Moshe's brocha is the same. Ayala shlucha, meaning a running deer, or svaratzon, the same thing. So one side is rotzen, and the other side it is, which is rats. And the other one is nefesh is resting. How is that possible? So Rabbi Shapiro is just a sikhul roch. That's what it is. The nefesh is a desire, but you get satiated, and that's it. It goes up and down and up and down. That's taiva. Chemda, the metaphysical, the pasuk says, Oy hev kesef, lo yisba kesef. Is a desire that is so spiritual, the idea of growth, that the more you have, the more you want. That's called chemda. So taiva is something physical that by nature is satiate. Chemda is something that not only you don't satiate, the more you have, the more you want. It's the expansion in this spiritual sense. The same way violence. There is a physical violence, that's ra. Mirma is what's called a spiritual violence. That you do something nice, but you have an intention to hurt the guy. Taiva, there is the physical taiva. And the physical taiva is an expansion, but an expansion with limits. Chemda is a taiva that doesn't have, which by the way is interesting, right? If you have a worker that works to make a living, that worker always needs a vacation. Because he needs a time off. If the guy wants to buy, works to have a nice family, a nice car, or whatever, he needs a vacation. Somebody has so much money that he's a chemda. Not only he doesn't need a vacation, he can't take a vacation because that's chemda. And that's all the distortion of chesed. And you know why? Because chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cannot give chesed to himself. Why? Because he's everything. How can he give himself anything? So chesed is only towards others. He can't expand himself because he's infinite. There's no expansion. So the expansion is only towards others. So therefore, if you do chesed towards yourself, is a distortion called taiva. So look at the direction. The direction of din is only to yourself. It's only backwards. It's always inner. The word of taiva is always out. If you do taiva for yourself, it's a distortion. That's why, Rabbi Yisrael, look at how Chazal are unbelievable. I told you, in the Midah, what is the male and what's the female? The male is chesed, I told you, potential, that's the semen, and the female is Midas Adin. Why? Because the Midas HaChesed, the male is the one that gives. Chesed is to give. The female, which is Mekabel, she's the one who does what? She does constrain, channeling Midas Adin. Do you know how the distortion happens? When Kasani, when the guy of violence becomes the male, because how he's giving violence, and he becomes a female of chesed, receiving chesed, not giving chesed. So the distortion of it is the flipping of the sexes of taiva and chemda. That's why Shlomo Melech calls the Yetzer Hara of taiva. It's called the Isha Zoyna, a prostitute, and the Yetzer Hara of kas is called the listim. It's called the robber. So you realize how givaldic it is. So it's that flipping of the sex. Which, by the way, in this world today, right, that we have all these gender issues, right? The changing of the genders is because chesed becomes so amorphous. You could do chesed to terrorists. Because one second, if you do, you have to be kind to terrorists. You have to give them a break. And you have to be tough onto yourself, meaning when chesed and din become distorted, it's because male and females become distorted, which is the ultimate distortion we're going to talk about, Ishmael and Esav. Because Ishmael, technically, he is what? He's the distortion of chesed. Chazal said the Gemara in Kiddushin, right? Asora kabim zima yordu loilom. The 10 kabim of znus that came to Oilom, and the Arabs took 9 of them. That's znus kibayochel. Why? Because what? Yodi bakol v'yad kolboy. He has no limits. There are no boundaries. The Arabs have no boundaries, right? They were Arab tribes. They lived everywhere. They didn't have boundaries. They didn't have a country. They didn't have anything. Just the opposite. What did they have? Raw materials, potential. They were given oil. What could be more? They were given energy. That is chesed. The Romans were given the sword. They were given the technologies. Chazal say the tiknu shvokim, they made great development, they made roads, they built buildings, they constrained, they did channels, they created systems of taxes, right? That's what they did, they controlled people. In this day and age today, when you have the genders all mixed up, you have actually Esav and Ishmael all mixed up also. You have Ishmael who goes into this lust of killing people. Which is not, that's not exactly them. They always kill people, but they always kill people to conquer, to go and to grow. That's how they got, right? Not just killing people for the sake of killing, right? If you see the Arab story, it was always killing by expanding the Ummah. And the Christians were the Crusades, they were killers. I mean, these people, they drank blood. But today in the world, the genders are all unclear. This is the world that everything is unclear. That's the world of mishmash. Because in Chazal, that distortion comes because of Chetei Tzadah. So you see that the distortion comes. And the reason is, that's my 50 cents, that because in Yimoy Samashiach, we're going to see Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad. It's the world of unity. And the ultimate unity is the males are females and females are males and there's no difference between anything. Ishmael is Esav, Esav is Ishmael. They can't get together and they can't get together. That confusion is for Yemoy Samashiach. Yemoy Samashiach, that's why Chazal always they say, what's the Yemoy Samashiach? Is when Ishmael and Esav marry each other. At the end of the story, Nevoyus, right? He took the daughter of Ishmael and they got married. This is the break of the boundaries, that the channels become, and that's the preparation for Yemoy Samashiach, which we're going to see that. Which, by the way, you see, that's Christianity and Islam, right? Islam, if you understand, That's why there's so much stuff to be said. That's why Islam is the one that he hears. Who is the angel that talks to him? It's Gabriel. And he came to the Jews and told them that's Gabriel. And the Jews said, one second, that's the wrong angel. That's the Midas Adin angel. But he's so much chesed that even the Malach Gavriel becomes the Malach Chesed. I told you, it's completely chesed. That's Ishmael. Ishmael is breaking the boundaries. Is that Midas Chesed? Right? And that's the Tavani. And the Tavoni is divided between Chemda and Taiva. But let me just continue the Gro. So the Gro says like this. That's why Gezel and Arayus is Taiva and Chemda. Gezel is Shayach that you steal money that you can't use. Right? A guy like Madoff. Right? At a certain level, you just can't, but you're going to use the money. But that's, it's Shayach to have Chemda because you control money, is the idea of control, etc. Let's go Chemda, that's the metaphysical money. Sheved and Saguf, Ve'arayus, but Arayus is only Taiva. Shu Taiva, Shu Ano Saguf. V'lchen Omur Misayva U'michamda. That's what they said, the Gezel and Arayus is Taiva and Chemda together, which, by the way, this is Doramabul. Doramabul is that, right? The potential, unlimited constraint. They did Gezel and they did Arayus. Rashi, if you see Rashi, always write Gezel and Arayus, Taiva and Chemda. That's why if a person wants metaphysical of Taiva, he never can rest. You always run after them. Now, at the bottom page, a few pages I forgot to do the yellow, but it's on 3, 6, 9, 10 lines from the bottom. V'nimtza Taiva hanos aguf mamish. Taiva is the pleasure of the body. Now it says like this. Taiva is called a foreigner. There is no benefit or value of Taiva. Physical pleasure, there is no redeeming factor. Technically, ideally, you should never go into Taiva. That's why it's a foreigner. She also liga baklal. But the chemda, look at this. The chemda, he nikra isha zora, is a strange woman. The idea is that you technically could marry her. Isha zora is the wife of a stranger. She loka choise isha acher. The only reason you can't do it because it belongs to somebody else. That's why the desire for money, that lust, that spiritual, metaphysical desire for money, in also be called a call. That's not also. We say, always say, Hamavdil bin Kodesh Lachol, Chatoiseinu imchol, Zareinu vechaspeinu yar bekacholve. Meaning you should ask for money. I always say that you want children kecholayam. Okay, I could understand. Yeah, maybe nisht. But you want money kecholayam. Who needs money kecholayam? That's what he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, if you really, right, you have children kecholayam. But he says the girl, no, because there is nothing wrong with it if you mean it well. Ki ken ksiv lemani vorech Hashem Elokecha bechol madech shetaseh. Ach bemunah mod, as long as you do in the right way for the right purpose, there's nothing wrong. And that's why Chemda Isha Zora. And the truth is, Chemda, that metaphysical desire, is something that will remain and that becomes Chamidu Deraisa. That desire of Talmide Chachomim in Le Menucha Lo Boilam Hazeh Velo Boilam Habeh is the channeling of Taiva. So Taiva is the only thing that in the end can be channeled for the good when Taiva is in the form of Chemda for the right things. And you should know why. You know that the two Yetzirahs of Taiva, so it comes out like this. We have the two forces called Midas HaChesed and Midas HaDin. The distortion is when they switch, that the Midas HaChesed, right, which is the giver becomes the receiver when the male becomes female. That transition is what destroys it. But you have a redeeming factor. There is a chemda, which is a chesed that becomes kosher. And that becomes that metaphysical desire, which is the desire and the drive for learning. That's what Talmid Chacham Lemnucha. And you realize why. Because chesed is so great that even a distorted chesed has room to become right. Realize how chesed is. That in the world of chesed, even a distorted chesed, which is the female chesed, it could be channeled to the God. It's not lost completely. And that's Ishmael. And that's why Rabbi say, Ishmael, in the end, is also tshuva. There is an Ishmael that's also tshuva. Right? And that's why they are, ultimately, that madriga. Esav, on the other hand, there is no redeeming factor. Right? Esav, there is no redeeming factor because on violence, there is no redeeming factor. Violence towards others, there is nothing to do. If you become, on the Midas Adin, a noisen, not a mekabel, that's a distortion, that there is no redemption to it. And that's called Esav, and that's what Esav is all about. We're just going to finish a little bit more, and then the rest will finish next week. Says like this, and says Reb Tzodik in the second paragraph. Ubeemet tzimtzum zeh yatzorich lakleitzcha sholay mitos ha-shleima v'yosemenu p'tzoyles. This tzimtzum, which was the tzimtzum, the ultimate tzimtzum, the tzimtzum of Yitzchak, is only because he wasn't perfect yet. B'noyis ha-psoyles, the yatzorich l'tzimtzum kenev al Yaakov, shekulo kodesh l'ashem mitos ha-shleima lo yatzorich l'tzimtzum b'yatzma v'nafshari. Yaakov Avinu is the blend between chesed and tzimtzum, which is not legavet the tzimtzum. Ubechulim. Chavivim in Yisrael, look at how beautiful he says. The Maskirim Hashem Achashtei Tevis. Klal Yisrael has a mila that they are able to mention, to pronounce the Shem Shamayim after two words. Shema Yisrael. And then we say the Shem Hashem. Or Malach HaShoretz, however the Malach HaShoretz, they need to say three words. Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. That's what Gemara Chulin says. What does that mean? V'inyan ki yesh shloy sholesh machruz v'di machan ha-shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world that there are three camps before machan ha-shechina. Always there is three, which is the world we live in, the three-dimensional world, the three dimensions before you get Kedusha. And that's Belio, Ruach, Rash, and Nesh, and then called the Mamadaka. He saw Kol, Rash, and Nesh, and that's called the Madaka, Sham Nikah with Hashem. Vechem Be'olomes Elyoinim. The Olomes Elyoinim is always three plus one. Arba Olomes, Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. So Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, the three preparations, the three rooms before Yetzilus, Batzilus, Mishkan, Kosh, Yisborach. Vechen beKlipa. In the Klipa also, there's a three-step process until you get to the ultimate Tumah. And Sholosh, Ruach, Seora, Onan, and Nesh, Mislakachas, and then you reach the level which you have Chakach, Neugolosovik, Kozeh, Becheskel. Kenu derech Hasoga. Always in the Hasoga. You have to go sholosh madrigus akodmim. You have to go three steps till you reach where it's supposed to be. The one, two, and three, and then you get to the four. Ki avshe le'asir ha'nefshe yuchal le'kabel kudusha b'zborach. You need a process of three. This is the three-dimensional process. The poshup shat is you need machshova, dibur, and mindset, right, to be able to do. You need the physical, you need emotions, and you need thought to be able to reach a kudush bohu. You need three steps. Those are the three steps that lead to four. With Shem Shomayim, you realize Yud, He, and Vov are the givers, and the letter He is the Mekabel. Always the three and the four, that's the idea of the three and the four. Always there are three as the givers, which are the three steps of preparation, and the fourth is where you're ready to receive. In the Ilom Eselyoinim is like this. That repeats itself, yes. The same idea, to Elavoy, Gmuz Chasodim. So to those are the three to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Absolutely right. Right? So always, always three to get to the four. That's always. Now, but Israel, we Jews have already something of connection that you only need two steps. We have one step. Israel, Mechitzosem Lifnimi Malach Yashores. We are closer than Malach Yashores. Kmo Shomru Birusham Deshabez Al Aposuk, Kes Yom El Yaakov Rizom Apoal Kel, Ke Matsuli Mikis Yaakoved. We come from the Kis Yaakoved. So we have already innate in ourselves one step. We only need two steps. In other words, technically, you always need three steps to reach. One step, because we come from the Kis Yaakoved, we are much closer. and we have already one step inherent in ourselves. Shulemaila Mila Malochim Sagul Bishte Tevis Kwashomur Bechulin Sham Befanim Vechashem Mikisya Kovet. Anybody who's with the Kisya Kovet, the Sagilu Bishte Tevis. You only need two. That's why the Srofim, you only need two. That's why if you look in the Machne Israel, there was Machne Israel, Machne Leviya, and then Machne Shechina. And the two preparations in the Soid of Klal Israel is Avraham and Yitzchak. You have the two forces, because we have an inherent, even though our Avoid is three, Torah Avoid Gminos Chasodim, right? And all of that stuff, that's fine. But inherent in our core, we need only two things. We need Avraham and Yitzchak. We need the expansion and the contraction. Those two can lead the person which has the core of connection to be able to channel himself and get closer. We are Machane Yisrael. Machane Yisrael, what's Machane Yisrael? It's the place where people brought korbanos to bring themselves closer, the chesed. What's Machane Leviya? Was guarding not to get too close. You always have Rotzei Vashoev. So that's why by Jews, we need only two tevas. We need two steps in the core preparation of our neshama, Avraham and Yitzchak. The desire to get closer and the boundary to create boundaries. Chesed and Din, and that's what we are. The Malachim need always three processes because they're not connected. It's always actions. Actions, process of going, they're not from Kisya Kovet. We are in the Kisya Kovet. So we go into much deeper core relationship. In the core relationship, it's not what we do, it's not what we think, it's not what we say, it's who we are. In the process of being, we have only two forces that we have to constantly balance. And Avraham and Yitzchak. Just imagine, Machane Yisrael is the place where we brought the korbanos to bring ourselves closer, and we had the boundary of the Levim, that they were the gatekeepers to make sure that we didn't get too close. Huh? They are the tzimtzum. The Levi is always the tzimtzum. We know Midas Adin. The Kohen brought you closer, which is in Machane Yisrael, the Kohanim did. That's Yerushalayim that brought you closer. But that you ate Kochim Kalim, you got closer to Kodesh Boho. And then, which is Machane Yisrael, and then you have Machane Shechina. And that's what Tzodek says. That's why the Malochim, which they are expressions of Hashem, but they're not beings. They are there for shlichus. They are there to do something. In the world of doing, is a threefold world. In the world of being, it's a twofold world. Because we are who we are. And that's Avraham and Yitzchak. And that's the representation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Olam Hazeh. Avraham, that's why you have somebody like Yitzchak that decides to almost be the opposite of his father to create a balance. And therefore, the distortion is Esav and Ishmael. Huh? Those are the klipot. I told you they are the male changes to females. In a world like today, we have the Arabs and the Christian. It's the world that became. That's the world of the blending, the morphing of the distinctions, which is, that's one sign of Malchus, that the Mashiach is coming, that when Ishmael marries Esav and they become distorted, that those boundaries become blend, and that becomes in the gender. So they have this idea of transgender, is that you're not male or female, you could be male today, female tomorrow. This is the world of right before the Mashiach, because we are preparing to the world of Echad. The world of Echad is that we know distinctions. That's what is going to happen. Yeah. Huh? Yeah, it's a little more nuanced to it, but today it's mamish world that became like this, right? They should become these violent people. They are so much Esavdik, right? I mean, it's very different that you had always Islam being violent, but their violence was to expand, to conquer. They were warriors to conquer. They didn't just kill people for the sake of killing people, right? And today they do that, which is very much Esav. And Esav becomes like Ishmael, right? They want to conquer, they want to expand, but they are not violence per se. So, in Rosh Hashem, next week we'll summarize, we'll just finish this Rol Kedoshim, and we'll summarize to see how Ma'aseh Bereishis, Soid, Arayis, and Ma'aseh Merkava become one unit, and that's this semester. Have a great night.